scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So if you want an excuse to put your Christmas tree up early.
I don't.
You don't.
But tell if I did.
If you, you did. Or
you tell me why I would do that.
Or if you're one of those procrastinators that have not
taken it down
yet. Here's what you do. Why don't you turn it into a breast cancer awareness tree?
Oh, all right.
So women are doing this in around the United States. They're decorating them with pink lights and busty ornaments. And pink stars are being placed atop the tree as well. One woman in Franklin, Massachusetts has a pink tree and was one of the first to start the trend. And she told Fox that, I just hope that in some way the tree and ornaments can help someone feel better and to honor the women who have battled and are battling breast cancer.
Well, you don't even have to have a Christmas tree to do that. You can just decorate your front yard tree.
That's true, too.
And then everyone can see it.
Can be like just a fall tree or just a breast cancer awareness tree.
Yeah,
I like
that. So anybody can do this.
Even if you
don't feel like having Christmas trees up just yet.
Or you can make your whole house pink.
You could do that, too. There's so many things that you could do. I'm not going to do this, though. Teen Vogue claims that 1-800-Flowers is selling glow-in-the-dark roses for Halloween. Arrangement costs $49.99. The flowers have a greenish glow when the lights are turned off.
I don't think I would trust a flower with a glow.
I wonder if they were grown that way or if they treat them somehow.
They probably spray them down with something or dip them with something.
Or maybe they were like grown in like a radiated field.
That could
somewhere.
Be true.
Yeah.
You know, that's not safe.
Doesn't sound like a good idea.
Well, you know, Elon Musk, the super smart dude that is always trying to change things. Well, in a recent speech in Australia, he unveiled his latest challenge. He wants to help people get anywhere in the world in under an hour.
Wow.
So he's working with engineers and rocket scientists to develop a rocket that could blast off from New York City and land in Shanghai in about 30 minutes. And he thinks it will be a smooth flight because it will travel far above the clouds, which means you won't have to worry about turbulence. Unfortunately, you probably still have to deal with security lines at airports and things like that before getting into this rocket. But you also, I would assume the G-force on that would be not easy to handle.
Yeah, I'm thinking, sure, once you're up above the clouds, it's smooth. But like takeoff in a rocket seems just by definition.
I've known for most astronauts that have to jump in rockets that thing's shaking pretty good.
Right, yeah. Well, hey. I don't really need to be anywhere in an hour that badly, but
you know,
someone will try it.
They come up with all these different things about getting places. It's like, I just want to not have to charge my phone every day.
Right, exactly. Can we figure that out first?
Do that first, and then call me about this whole flying anywhere fast.
I love it. So on November 4th in San Francisco, an epic race will be held for lazy people.
Ooh.
The race is going to feature donut stations along the route and a beer garden at the finish line. Lard Butt 1K. Wait a second. 1K is like
that's like
half a mile?
Am I 0.7 or something? I don't know.
It was designed for below average athletes and weekend warriors. Anyone running or walking the 0.62 mile race will get to enjoy a donut every 250 meters. You would never burn the calories off in one of those donuts.
Nope.
You'd have to do like, four of them.
At least a 5K.
So in the past, the race has been run by plenty of people dressed up in costumes. Odds are this year's race will be no different.
Sign me up for this, man.
I don't know, Johnny. I think you could make it more than 250 meters without having a donut. But would you choose to? That's the question. Just because you can doesn't mean you have to.
I've only done a few 5Ks, but every time I go, you know, there's always those people that have the water belts and all that. I just have a donut belt.
There you go.
Got to carb up while they're right in the middle of the race, man.